Hey, friends.
Hey, people.
How you guys doing out there?
Hey, ghouls and gals and mans and bands and tits and tans.
Sorry, it bothers me when, like, your thing isn't all the way on. It's my OCD.
It's naked. I like it naked.
Well, it wasn't really naked. It's more like, you know, the girl on, like, the front of the copper tone thing. A little butt crack. You know, just a little, it's a burlesque.
Okay.
You know, the microphone's doing a burlesque show.
Oh.
And it bothers me because we are a family program.
We're a family program.
Yeah, and we can't have that type of filth on our airwaves, man.
I need all of the caffeine.
So, how you doing, man? That's water, by the way. There's no caffeine in that. Are you aware? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So, Colby just showed up about 3 minutes ago,
I'd say.
And he told me that he almost didn't make it at all.
Almost.
Yeah.
So. I could have slept through it.
Brit not at your house today?
Definitely very close. No, she was.
Oh, that's... I feel like she keeps you, like...
She was the cause of me laying back down.
Well, then you gotta ditch her, man. How dare she? I don't know. For some reason, I felt like she made you more responsible. Are you telling me she makes you less responsible?
Nah.
That was
it's about the same.
It does no effect.
Not on my ability to be
responsible
here or be awake. Nope.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
So what'd you eat, man?
Pancakes.
And then you went back to bed after pancakes?
Yeah, man. They put me out.
You had syrup on them and stuff, right?
Yeah.
How do you go to bed after a bunch of syrupy pancakes?
A food coma.
All right.
A food coma.
I don't really have those.
You don't know what food comas are?
I know of them. I know what they are in theory.
You don't know? You never had one?
I don't think I've ever had a food coma, no.
God, you're pathetic.
Well, it's because I don't sleep. Like, a food coma would require me to sleep afterwards,
yeah,
right?
Would.
So, mm-hmm. I don't really do that.
You don't feel the tiredness after you just stuff in your full fat
no.
face, and then now you just like...
No, I feel hungry again.
No. Immediately after you finish
Not immediately,
eating,
but...
You feel hungry?
Not immediately.
There's something wrong there, man.
Yeah, it's called obesity.
Nah.
That's what it's what's wrong.
Nah, you gotta get like a tapeworm or something.
Dude, I would love a tapeworm. If you could get me one of those.
It's in the bottom of Mexican tequila bottles.
No, that's just a regular worm.
Yeah, but
And it's all drunk and it's not gonna do its job right.
It could do
it's
it.
It's in there drinking tequila all day, man. It ain't gonna
it
help
still
me.
Do it. Go down there and drink the water.
I can't go down there.
You can.
No.
It's a bus ride.
I don't
like
have a passport.
Bus ride,
you need
man.
A passport to get into Mexico, don't you?
I mean, not probably not to get in, to get back, yeah.
I feel like you need one to get in, too.
I mean, do you?
Well, okay, so, like, we're way more strict on Mexico than we are in any other country, right? Like, like if people from the Netherlands wanted to come to the United States, no one cares, right? No one's going to be like, ah.
Depends on their religion.
Well, they're from the Netherlands, so it's probably none because they're over there in Europe. You know.
If it's a Muslim Netherland.
I don't... Netherland?
They exist.
The Netherlander?
Dude, all of the Syrian people are just everywhere now.
Netherlander? Rian?
It's Dutch.
Is it Dutch?
I don't know.
Why do they decide that? Why don't they be called Dutchins?
I don't know. I'm wrong about everything, so don't trust
me. I think
what
you
I'm
might
saying.
Be... Well, isn't Dutch from Holland?
Yeah, but Holland's no longer a thing. It's called
Holland,
something else.
No, Holland is definitely a thing.
No, it's definitely called something else.
Holland is a place, man.
You search Holland, and it will come up with the Netherlands or something to that effect.
I know exactly where Holland is, dude.
Yeah, but it's not called Holland anymore. It used to be called Holland. It's called something else.
I disagree.
I don't, because I liked Holland as well. And it's not a place. It's Denmark or Norway. It's one of the two.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. I know my shit.
Yeah, you're right. Get out of here with all
it
of your things.
It might be the fucking Netherlands, honest to God.
I think it might be the Netherlands.
I think it might.
So they're still the Netherlands, but they're called Dutch?
Amsterdam?
Amsterdam's in the Netherlands. That's the big one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Denmark might have it, too.
Maybe it's Norway.
All right, now we got to Google Holland. We always do this beginning of the show. Just
yes.
Just
poof. Netherlands. Oh, boom. Look who knows his shit. Look who knows his shit.
Look at you, man.
Wow.
Holland is a region and former province on the western coast of the Netherlands.
That's crazy.
Oh, so Holland got absorbed by the Netherlands.
There you go.
The name Holland is also frequently used to informally to refer to the whole country of the Netherlands. The usage is commonly accepted in other countries and sometimes employed by the Dutch themselves. So they are the Dutch. So Holland is the Netherlands, The Netherlands, if you're from the Netherlands, you're Dutch. Mm-hmm. Explain it. Why? Why do they get so many names?
Europe's weird, man.
It's not just Europe. That is just them. I mean, Europe was weird. Okay, I don't want to. You're yeah. right. But that's really weird. Like, that's weird even on a European scale, right?
Yeah, I mean, Brits. Great Brits. Englanders.
Yeah?
They what do you mean? They have a lot of names, too.
And the British, that's it. English.
That one, too.
And British, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, those are two.
Yeah, but British can
At
also.
At least they're only one, and it's Dutch.
But they're not. They're also well. They're but.
But it's called England. It's called Great Britain. It's called.
But Great Britain includes
UK,
Scotland.
See, there's so many fucking names.
No, it makes sense because the Scotland and Britain are the United Kingdom.
Okay, but they're two different.
Right.
Britain.
Britain is like
you
Kansas.
Sure, it's not called England.
No, England is part of Great Britain.
What's Great Britain?
Great Britain is the United Kingdom.
No, it's not.
Yes,
That's
it is.
With Scotland involved.
I think Great Britain includes Scotland.
No, it doesn't.
Why is this so complicated?
See, it's not just the Netherlands. It's the entirety of Europe.
You know what I like? Spain.
It's pretty
because they're just
simple.
Spain. They're called they're Spaniards.
Spanish. Spaniards.
No,
Spanish.
You're right. They could be Spanish, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Spanish explorers. France? Just the French. France and the French. That's it. German. Germany, they're Germans.
Easy. Easy peasy.
That's why I've always liked Germany. Because they keep it simple.
They keep things simple, huh?
Oh, my God. Wow. You know, Germany can't be easy, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's isn't it Deutschland in German? But it's France is still France in French. Like, it's not like... It's France, but it's still France. I think France is the easiest.
I think France might be.
Because everyone, I mean, but their words are hard.
Italy.
Montpellier.
Italian.
Like, no one knows how to spell Montpellier, you know? Because it's Montpellier.
Yeah, no.
And it's stupid.
Nope.
Well, the Canes is actually Can. Or is it Con? No one knows.
All of them are dumb. They're just dumber people.
What about Italy? Italian.
Yeah.
That's well, but
I,
they got.
I literally just said
but
that.
They got Sicily. But Sicily's not a country, but people are still Sicilians.
Yep.
There's not one that's easy.
Greece. Greeks.
What about China? China, Chinese. But they probably
Mandarin.
Don't call but they don't call China China. They call it Yung Chong or whatever, you know, because it's squiggle lines.
Squiggle lines.
We got to find an English-speaking country. Canada. Nope, because they got that whole French thing happening.
Australian.
Australia might
Australia.
Work. Because they're Australians
they're down
from
under.
Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Australia might be the winner.
Maybe.
In the simplicity of
things,
countries,
and
I think
names.
Australia wins.
Sure. I'm sure there's other ones that are probably Estonia, Estonians.
Yeah, but I feel like they...
Russia, Russians.
But, like, see, the thing is that, like, it's not. It's probably not called Estonia in Estonia by Estonians.
Maybe not.
And that's the kicker.
They call Russia, Russia.
Do they?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I think they call it the motherland.
Some other Russian word for Russia.
For the motherland! Isn't that Russian?
Yeah.
They got Siberia out there, too. That's a whole other thing. Like, that's the thing. When you start getting, like, sections of countries that are so big that technically they're still part of the country, but they, like, but they get their own designation, you're thrown out of simplicity.
Yeah.
I think Australia is the only... Australia's so simple that they are not only... They're their own continent... And their own country.
Mm-hmm.
They're like as simple as can be. They don't need all these fancy states and provinces, although I think they have provinces.
I think they do.
But still, we don't know them, so I don't care.
New Zealand, New Zealanders.
Yeah, but they also call themselves like Kiwis, you know? Mm. Peter Jackson's from there, and he likes hobbits, so that's kind of weird. That's out in Africa.
Madagascar.
I don't think people... Do people live on Madagascar? Is it just like an isle of lemurs, isn't it? And Tasmanian devils?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
King lemur. He likes to boogie.
Kenya. Kenya's just Kenyans, right? That could be easy. I don't know enough about Africa, though, but I feel like Kenyans is probably simple.
I got nothing on Africa. I know my Europe.
Egypt, Egyptians.
I don't know shit about Africa.
You know, the Middle Eastern ones might be good. Iran, Iranians. Iraq, Iraqis. You know, there's not, like, weird subsects of Iraqis, is there?
Afghanistan, Afghanis.
Afghanis. Afghanistanannies. Yeah.
Afghanistanannies.
I feel like a lot of the stands are easy.
The stands, Tajikistan, Pakistan.
They change their borders quite
a bit. Fuck your mother,
right?
Stan. What?
Like change their borders.
Yeah, but so does Russia.
That's because it's eating other countries.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Well, it wants to.
Well, it's trying.
Well, it used to have them already, and then it lost body parts, like Georgia was its arm, and what's another one? What was the one that he was just trying to go into?
Croatia,
maybe.
Czechoslovakia,
yeah, maybe
Slovakia,
all
Czech
those.
Republic. We did that a couple weeks ago. Figured out the Czech Republic and Czechoslovakia are two different things.
And the same thing,
but
there they used to be the same thing.
Now they're one thing.
Yeah, now it's just
that's
Czech
another
Republic.
European one though. Right. What are they doing over there in Europe, man? We gotta ask.
They change things way too much.
We gotta ask Morris Minor. What's
you know
up with
how
this country,
long
man?
Our states have been states and haven't changed being
right.
states.
Well, and we have the problem where we should do things with our states, and we're like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, like Puerto Rico probably should be a state.
Nostalgia-wise,
you know?
No, we can't have 51. That just doesn't sound right.
Right, but that's stupid because 100 years ago we only had like 48. We're just now like, yep, 50's a good number.
50's a great number.
50's a good number. I feel like if someone would propose a change to like, instead of doing from 50 to 51, what if we went from 50 directly to 60? It just added 10 states all at once. You know?
Just split up Canada.
Well, Canada is not part of the United States.
Well,
we could split up Alaska.
No.
Split up California. Mm-mm. Split up Texas. Add Puerto Rico. Like, 3-3-3, Puerto Rico, 60 states, boom. Easy. Done. I feel like that's the idea, man.
Sure.
I feel like people from Texas, they're fine getting split up. Like, don't you feel like the people in Houston don't want to be included with the people from Dallas? And the people from Dallas don't want to be included with the people from Houston, and then both of those people don't want to be included with the people who are out there by New
Mexico? So what would the states be? North, south, mid-Texas?
I feel like we would have... The Dallas one down to Austin would be Texas.
Okay.
And then we'd have South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have East New Mexico.
Nobody's over the in the
right.
west part of Texas. Just,
that state name could just be three question marks.
There
it's
you
like
go.
It's literally the written thing
three
of doing
question marks.
What?
Yeah.
Just a shrug, mm-hmm. you know? Could mm-hmm. it could be the shrug emoji. Just,
there you go.
Who's here?
I mean, might as well.
Who's in Amarillo?
Amarillo?
Someone, I guess. It's there.
Amarillo, Texas.
The mayor, I guess, lives in Amarillo.
He does.
You know, that's about
it. Amarillo would live in Amarillo.
He probably doesn't. I would assume most politicians don't live in the place that they...
I think they kind of have to by law.
I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. I don't think so. I think they have they own a residence by law, but they don't live in it.
Right.
You can't make them live in it.
Sure.
Pretty sure that's the case.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we could have California. Like, they're already, like, Northern California, Southern California, and California, right? Like, they already decided that. And then Alaska could be, like, the male shrugging icon instead of the female one for, like, the up top part where no one is. Just, like, we're going to name it, like, Cold.
Cold.
Just let people know it's cold.
Cold USA.
It's cold Alaska. It's cold. And then we could have the part that people live in just called Alaska and then be, like, basically Russia, you know? I feel like that would be, and Puerto Rico.
Basically Russia.
Yeah.
Nah, man, just take over Canada, split it up.
I mean, what states, I mean...
Six different states.
It just feels unbalanced. Like, we got, like, the whole eastern half of the United States is, like, states that are this big.
Right.
You know? Like, how does Rhode Island exist in the same country that California exists? That's just stupid. Why does Rhode Island get to be special, man?
Yeah, because they started first.
What if we divided every state up into the size of Rhode Island, and then we have 6 million states, and our flag is just—it looks.
All stars.
You gotta have a microscope to see the stars.
We could do that.
Oh, it's just that's such a. I feel maybe we go 50-75. Just double them.
Double them.
Double the states from 50 to 100. It's double.
Ah.
I mean, let's just go crazy. I mean, it would be better for the people, right?
Maybe.
I mean, more senators to get money kickbacks.
God, no. Why?
More representatives get money
That's
kickbacks.
So much more politicians that we don't need in this world.
Think of how much business the sign printers would get if we added 50 more states during an election season. Just think about it. You know how many yard signs people would make?
I mean, we can
every Kinko's on
the
planet the would
back,
double.
Man, with that, we
yeah.
can bring the economy
it easily.
Soaring. All through paper.
The 24-hour news cycle would have to cover all of the elections, and so that would double the amount of time, which gives them less time to cover stupid stuff.
That would be like...
So that's a good
you'd
one.
You'd have to add like three other channels, too, like East, Middle,
yeah.
West News.
Fox News up, Fox News down.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know why I chose cardinal directions for that.
It works.
It does somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just feel like that would solve a lot of problems.
I don't see how it wouldn't.
I feel like, how about every subsect of population that is a million gets in its own state? And then those million people get to decide what happens in their state.
Well, then the island of Manhattan would be 8 different states.
Well, don't you feel... Well, I think that's a good example, first of all, that Manhattan and Albany get the same laws. That doesn't seem fair. Like, you go 100 miles north and you got people doing dressage on horses. You know? Doing horse racing. I don't know what they do. They eating buffalo wings. I don't really know what happens out in New York outside of Manhattan.
It's very peaceful.
Yeah, and then New York is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's just buildings everywhere and...
New York, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be there.
Why don't we have more cities like that?
Cities?
Like, why isn't there a Kansas, Kansas?
Well, we got Kansas City, Kansas, but it's mostly in Missouri.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Oklahoma.
Minna says, let's just go back to tribes. No representation. The million people thing is kind of a tribe. That's kind of what it is.
It's a big tribe, but yeah.
Dude, and I would love to be chief.
Chief of the tribe?
Chief of the tribe,
dude. Would you just go from tribe to tribe until you made it to be chief?
I don't know. How did you become chief? Were you elected?
No, you killed the most strongest person.
Done. Do I get a gun?
It's all about strength and tribes, man. It's the Dothraki up in this bitch.
I don't think it's all about... I feel like the Native Americans were not all just...
A chief who can't ride a horse is no chief at all.
That's just Dothraki. Mm. Now you're just saying Dothraki.
Nope.
You're not doing Native Americans.
This is all tribe mentalities.
Don't know, man. I don't feel like the Native Americans are like Dothrakis.
Who do you think they were based off of?
Whatever George R. R. Martin's peyote he was smoking that
night.
Yeah,
the Indians. The on-horseback archers, bro.
Oh, no. It feels
no,
like...
No, wait, I'm wrong. That was Genghis Khan, wasn't it? I think that was Genghis Khan.
The Mongol horde? That would make way more sense to
I
the Dothraki, since they're both hordes, and they all rode horses.
Dude, I know way too much about Game of Thrones
You
now.
Know way too much about Game of Thrones.
Like, they... Each season, they release, like, an hour-long... worth of like history bits,
okay,
read by some of the characters in the show, but some of the families, some of the older stories that they talked about, like the previous dynasties before the Targaryens.
It's like lore,
yeah,
on Game of Thrones.
Every season there's an hour long's worth of new lore.
Where's that at?
It's on YouTube,
but it's read by the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it come from?
I'm assuming Game of Thrones puts them out. I don't know where.
Like on DVDs or something, maybe?
Maybe, but yeah. The one I watch, it's just like it's a compilation of all of the ones that came out for this season.
Then it's put in chat, wanna be Seth Chief. Can't tame his horse. Vote Colby Chief.
Wanna be Seth.
I would absolutely be a better Chief than you.
Yeah.
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 Because I'm ruthless.
I wouldn't give a shit that...
You would have to make decisions.
And murder would run rampant under Chief Colby.
It would for me as well, just to be clear, but only for the people that I like. I'd be like Genghis Khan, man. You know, that chief over there is giving me the hairy eyeball. Let's kill him. It's like, dude, that guy is not giving you the hairy eyeball. He literally has lazy eye. He's got to go. You know, that's what it...
He's got to go.
All my elections rigged. I got you the nicest teepee. Vote Seth. You know, be like
that. Can't do that.
What would be my Native American name?
Raging Bear.
Perfect. I'm fine with that. That's a good one.
Fully Enraged Bear.
Oh, you're adding more adjectives to it now. Okay. I feel like you're still thinking of them.
Fully Enraged Hippopotamus.
Okay, now it's getting... Why did you have to go hurtful? Well, a bear was fine. Bears are big. They're hairy. We didn't need to go to hippopotamus.
I went to hippo.
Though. I mean, hippopotamus are also, for the record, deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't mess with a hippo. Cute, but deadly. I might be a hippo. I'm fine with that.
How about a fully enraged trash panda?
A raccoon?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a raccoon.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah, big old fat dude who likes food.
I can't climb. I think hippos is better because they essentially don't have... Yeah, raccoons have hands like humans.
Yeah, but they don't. I've never seen
hippos got big stomach. They can't climb nothing. They're just pawing at
they
stuff.
They cannot climb
they
nothing.
They can crush.
Right.
I stomp, but they can't climb nothing. So
that makes sense.
Minna says screaming ghost.
Screaming ghost.
That might be okay, too. I might be okay with that one. So.
Something screaming, yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe ghostly because you're white.
I am white. Very white. You could, like, that could be how I, like, document all my stuff, you know? Just scream. It has been ordered, he screamed.
What does it mean, though?
It means yes. It's like my banging gavel.
When does it mean no?
When I say, I'll say the order and then scream like a gavel.
Oh, like, that's like your ender.
Yes.
Like, bring me all the heads of all the children.
Exactly. Okay. Except I don't want the heads of children. What am I going to do with all those?
I don't know. Prevent people from taking your power.
Like killing their children?
Yeah.
Yeah, vote me because Colby's going to kill your children.
Mm-hmm.
He's just... I really feel... Officer... Oof. How you doing, man? Welcome. I feel like Colby...
I'm Joffrey up in this bitch.
...would actually... I don't feel like you'd listen to counsel. Be like, Colby, killing the children will not let you keep your power. In fact, most people will think less of you for just murdering their children senselessly.
You'd be like, you're lying. You're dead, too. You're dead, too.
You're also gone.
Yep.
Off with your head.
Yeah, just as long as I have the biggest military force under my control forever, yeah, you can't tell
you gotta
me
have
shit.
The biggest, the best braves, is what you're saying, in your tribe.
Right.
Well, since we are in Wichita.
Mm-hmm. Known for our Indians.
I don't feel known for our history of them. Not so much having them anymore.
Hey, man, there's Indian societies here.
I feel like this is... You're not going to have a great military ruling this area of the country.
I'm fine.
I don't feel like you're fine.
Yeah. Right.
Officer Oof says, I come here and the first thing I hear is about killing children. Yeah, welcome to the Southern Colby Show.
Definitely not mentally, but...
No.
Physically, I'm fine.
Well, you personally.
Yeah.
But, no.
But, yeah, mentally and, you know,
psychologically. All you got here is a bunch of 50-year-old plus dudes.
Yeah.
Okay, and a bunch of 30-year-old hipster beer drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got. Yeah. That's your army.
We got some army forces here. There's a fort.
They're Air Force.
There's a fort.
Yeah, it's the Air Force.
That's the best part to be in control of.
No, I think the Marines are the best part to be in control of. Yeah.
Because the Marines can just be on the ground and get shot from my fucking attack helicopter.
That's a great point. You do have Apaches. Mm-hmm. But the Marines also have Apaches.
Nah.
Yeah, because the Marines
the
also
Force.
Have the
I
Air Force.
I get all the Air Force, no.
Oh, you're going to take the Marines Air Force? That's not how it works. Do you
That's
get Space
how it
Force,
works
too?
For me. Yeah.
You get Space Force also?
What the fuck does Space Force even mean?
I don't know.
Man.
If you don't know, I definitely don't. I'm,
like, what? What?
I don't know. It's a new branch of the military.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. What are they going to be doing? So they're basically making NASA a military organization.
No, because I don't think it's about study. I think it's about protection.
So what? With satellites? With like ships up in space that can fly around and shoot other satellites?
I think it's a little redundant because the Air Force already has Space Command, which is in charge of the satellites and all of that stuff, making sure that they're safe. And I mean, NASA does this too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure NASA is a contractor or whatever with Space Command.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know what Space Force is going to do in addition to the Air Force's already Space Command. I was hoping you'd tell me because you're all into that stuff. So
not.
I mean, you watch people on YouTube talk
I
about
don't
it right?
anymore.
Why not? What happened?
I'm into Game of Thrones again.
Okay, where are you at in Game of Thrones, man?
Beginning of season 5.
That's not very. I think I asked you last week, and you were in season 4. What's taking so long?
We had to move.
Okay, I guess that's a good.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse. You had to move.
My friend got shot, and it was another friend's birthday, and we also
lots
go
of sleeping
to the gym, so we
pancakes.
Basically only get one episode a night.
That's disgusting, dude.
Yeah.
Stop being so busy, doing literally nothing. You ever just look at your life and be like, "I'm never have free time because I'm doing stuff that doesn't matter."
Like what?
Like how? I don't know. I work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I literally work 8 to 8, and Chris and I can still watch 3 or 4 episodes of TV a night.
Well, yeah, TV. I could blast through 5 of Brooklyn.
What do you think that Game of Thrones in,
man? Game of Thrones is a solid fucking hour.
We watched the season of Luke Cage in 3 days.
That's stupid.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I do way more than you. You just do things slow? Like, what takes so long?
Get home. go to the gym, have to go to the store to get food.
Okay, why don't you buy food like once a week?
Because I don't organize that well.
Well, maybe.
We just bought a Sam's Club membership.
You bought a Sam's Club membership.
Yeah.
There's two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that much stuff, man.
I know, man. We went there. There was way too much
stuff.
Yeah,
what do you need there? What are you going to get? I mean, soda's good because it keeps
bulk
for a long time.
Steak.
Bulk steak.
Chicken.
Okay. Is it really?
Frozen vegetables.
Okay. Yeah, my family shops at Sam's Club.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they blast through whatever they buy in probably a week or two.
Yeah, they do.
It's going to last me a month. Then again, I bought 3 pounds of apples.
I mean, they're going to go bad.
Yeah.
You're just wasting money.
Yeah.
I worry about you, man.
It was our first trip. We'll get more efficient the more time we go.
I'm not sure you will.
We'll be fine.
Why not just go to Dylan's and get food like normal?
Because bulk, man.
You just can't yell a word.
It's cheaper.
It's not cheaper.
It's cheaper.
It's not cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Those apples are not cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
No, it's not cheaper.
It's cheaper, though.
You count how many apples you eat,
mm-hmm.
how much you paid for them.
Right.
And then you go to Dylan's and you buy the same amount of apples that you ate the last time,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll be less to go to Dylan's.
No.
If you eat 5 apples.
Bulk.
You can't just say bulk.
But it's a bulk. It's cheaper when you buy more at once.
It's not in math.
This is how things work.
But not if you waste it.
No. I'm going to try not to waste. I'm going to eat 5 apples.
a day. 3 pounds of apples, man. That's too many.
It's fine.
It's not.
It's fine.
It's not, man.
It is.
You know what? You should buy bulk energy drinks.
Britt did.
Okay.
She bought 24 monsters for $30.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that in bulk is great. Yep. So it's a little over $1 per monster. That's huge.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, not apples, though.
Not apples.
No.
Probably not fresh things. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
But that is the majority of what I bought.
It's okay, man. You'll...
I bought 6 steaks. I bought a big old
How much
strip
for six
of
steaks?
Salmon. $25.
That's pretty good for 6 steaks. It's not bad. You don't
big,
see,
fat
you don't
sirloins,
seem
man.
Excited about it. How's the SARMs doing, man?
Not good.
No?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm not energized right now.
No, you're certainly not.
I'm not.
But that has to do with the fact that you woke up literally 30 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Ago.
I need an energy drink.
Well, you want me to go get you some coffee or something, man?
No. No. I hate coffee. I need the disgusting taste of fucking chemicals entering my body, not coffee.
What if you call and you do the show on the phone while you drive to get an energy drink?
I could do that.
Let's do it, man.
How?
Okay.
How is this going to work?
Okay, we have to run a test. Let's try... I don't know if you call... Try a FaceTime audio call with my iPad.
Okay.
So the question is going to be, one, if it rings, and two, I know I can get this into the board, but I don't know if I plug it into the board if you'll be able to hear me.
How do I do this?
Is there
a FaceTime app?
Yes.
There is?
Right, I just saw it. Where? One more swipe right there, FaceTime. It's in the middle on the right.
Oh, it's green? What the fuck? Audio. Email?
Yeah.
What's?
It's just do the Gmail one.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. It says it's right there.
I know.
Okay. Okay, so it's ringing now. Let's see. Does it ring my? Okay, it's ringing on my phone. I mean, it'd probably be the same.
I mean, couldn't you just plug your phone into the? Audio?
Yeah, it'll probably be the same as the iPad, huh? So I'll plug. Okay. But put it up to your ear. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me through this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear this?
I can hear you, yeah. Sounds good. All right, man. This is going to be highly exciting.
Oh, yeah, man.
Colby is going to narrate.
Great.
Colby.
You have no idea how great this content is right here. Got to get ready. Got to get my
sunglasses
on.
Yeah, you got to put your sunglasses on.
All right, man. I'm walking.
I still feel like you're not. You can hear me.
Yep.
Through the headset on your phone.
Yes.
That is. I don't know how this works, but I'm amazed it can. We're
you're really loud, so it works.
Was that a dig at me?
Yeah.
That is really rude. Actually, this audio actually sounds amazing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good on my end as well.
it's shockingly
so now
good.
I don't even need to come over for the show. This will work just fine.
You're the looks, man. They can't stare at me. I'm the voice. You're the looks. That's how it works.
Uh oh.
What? I hear you.
It's cutting out.
Maybe it's getting off Wi-Fi, man. I hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I think we're good.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Are you getting into? I hear like a lawnmower or something.
That's just building noise, man.
You're a building noise.
I am not.
Do not
anything.
Condescend to me. All right. I hear you getting in your car.
My car.
Oh, I hear myself. I'm on Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah, you are. Is that annoying?
No, I can't hear it, actually. It sounds worse than it used to, but I can't hear myself now. So you're listening to me over your audio system? Oh, I hear wind.
I was. Now it's up to my phone.
Okay, now it sounds good. I heard wind for a second.
Wind? Yeah, that's because my AC is blasting full bore right now.
It sounds like we're in a hurricane. Where are you going?
Which one? What?
Where are you going right now?
Oh, well, I could have gone to the one that's probably closer to you, but now I'm going to the one up the Central Street.
Okay. So you're driving, instead of the one a mile away, you're driving to the one 2 miles away.
It's not 2 miles away.
It's 2 miles.
It is absolutely not. Your sense of distance is... Damn it! Fucking light! Stop at a light, man. I'm fucking pissed about it.
I'm gonna do distance on Google Maps right now from my house.
Traffic lights.
To,
God, my back is sweating. So fucking hot. This was a terrible idea.
Okay, it is 1.78 miles from my house to where you're going right now.
And, no way.
And the other one is, let me look here, is 1.01 miles. So yeah, you chose the longer.
Damn it.
Why is it, what's the beeping?
Oh, I don't have my seatbelt on.
Dude, what is wrong with you? Safety!
Nah, we're good. I'm not going 50 or nothing.
Are you still at a light right now?
No. No, I got stopped at the Bishop Carroll fucking light, man.
Oh, the small light. The small
goddamn
light, gotcha.
Catholics. Goddamn Catholics. Need their own light. No, I caught that one. That was a green light. I'm good.
Okay, and you're going 50 right now.
Yeah.
Hey, put your seatbelt on, man.
God damn it, that's too much work. Now I'm driving with my knee. Is that safer?
No, it's not. That's you should have put on your seatbelt before you left.
One hand is on the phone, one hand is on the seatbelt, plugging the seatbelt in. No hands were on the wheel. That is dangerous.
That is dangerous. Yes, you're right.
It's more dangerous than... driving without a seatbelt.
You could have just put your seatbelt on when you got in the car.
I am not. That's not how I roll. I start off with the car just moving, and then once the car is moving, then I plug the seatbelt in. Once it beeps at me, I get annoyed.
Okay. All right.
That's how it happens.
That sounds unsafe. I feel like you could do it much safer, but.
Nah.
You're just saying nah now. That's all you're
saying. Nah, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
It's fine.
Are you there yet? Because I feel like you should be there.
I'm here.
Okay.
Pulling in.
So now you're going to have to talk on the phone while you're in a convenience store. One of the most awkward things of all time.
Yeah, and it's also very busy.
Of course it is. It's always busy at that one.
Super busy.
It's always busy at that one. Hey, get me an icy.
An icy?
Yeah, give me an icy.
What icy?
Rooster.
I'm gonna get you the smallest icy.
Wait, Where is he going? He is he's going to a convenience store to get an energy drink. Which energy drink are you getting right now?
I don't know.
I hear the refrigerators.
One with caffeine.
Okay.
Preferably.
I mean, that would be the whole reason you're going out, so I would hope you get one with caffeine.
Yeah. I mean, honest to God, one of these Rooster Boosters sounds really good.
Dude, get the Monster Black Ultra Zero. That's so good. Zero sugar, zero carbs, all the caffeine, tastes like cherries, dude. Get that one.
Get that one?
Not a sponsored stream.
How does this work?
How does what work?
There it is. That's the dome piece I was looking for. Getting a big old ice.
Who's the cashier today? Chat wants to know who the cashier is.
I haven't looked at him yet. I will.
Why do you assume it's a he? Women can be cashiers.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But I think I saw that it was a he.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
You gonna tell him you're doing a radio show when you check out?
God.
Ask him if he watches.
Yeah.
Let him know you're live on the air right now. Let him know you're a big deal, how big of a deal you are.
How big of a deal?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd like that. It is a dude, actually, so boom, in your face.
It's too bad it's not Dylan. How great would that have been?
That would have been perfect.
You should have went to his quick trip.
That would have taken too long.
Oh, yeah, because you're in a hurry to get back, I bet.
Oh, I have so much ham. It's too hot out here, man.
Yeah.
It's hot out here in the streets.
Well, your car is black with all black interior.
I know. You know, I was thinking, do you think I can get, like, a seat cover? I would go over
that. Dude, get one of those, like, wooden beads seat covers that you had back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah? Do you think that would cool it off at all?
I do. Wood doesn't get hot, so that would cool it off. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
it gets hot.
Wood doesn't get hot.
I beg to differ with you.
I mean, it gets hot, like, if you flame it, but not, like, in the heat. What you
Give
doing?
Me a second.
Okay. I don't know what he's doing right now. He must need both hands.
Oh, okay.
What were you doing?
I had to set the drinks down, man. I'm not that coordinated.
Okay, all right. Yeah, say I'm a pretty big deal. You should say that.
I'm a pretty big deal. I do not. Thank you, though.
Was he pretty?
Who? Sorry, man.
The cashier, is he pretty?
Oh, no.
What have you heard? What have you heard?
Nah, definitely not. I'm outside now, bro. This is so hard to do. Like, I don't know if you've ever tried to hold the iPhone on your like, shoulder with your face while holding two ICs. Very fucking large ICs. It's very difficult. God almighty. Okay, seatbelt first.
Yes.
There we
be
go.
Be safe. That's what we want, man. We need you to be safe.
Oh, my God. My phone is covered in skin.
What is an icy or whatever it's called? An icy, I don't know. It's like a snow cone, but in a cup.
Who doesn't know what an icy is?
Officer Oof doesn't. Maybe he's not from America. Maybe he's from a country that's healthy. They don't get icies in the middle of the afternoon on Sunday. It's possible.
Maybe.
They're ICEEs is how they're spelled. It's a literal brand here in America. Icy. Look at this. Look at this thing right here. Yeah, he lives in the Baltics, man. See, told you.
The Baltics?
The Baltics, man.
Where the fuck even is that?
It's in
Baltics?
Europe. It's in Europe, I think.
Is it in the Baltics?
It's in the I'm in the Baltics. This is icy. See, we got this bear right here drinking. And you know, being all a bear and stuff. That's what we deal with right there, dude. Yeah, I mean, it's delicious. It's like a snow cone in a cup.
So we're gonna... I almost got in a wreck.
Don't do that. Although
almost did.
It would be amazing radio, but don't do that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
What happened, Joe? Did someone almost hit you, or did you almost hit someone?
There's a dude to my left that was pulling out and turning right. And then I was to his right, but I'm turning and pulling out left. And so we both seized the moment of the time to go, and he almost fucking hit me.
Yeah, but he had the right of way, didn't he? Because you were going left and he was going right?
I mean, I don't know. In that situation, the driving school where I went is in Wichita, Kansas, and sucks dick. So I don't know that rule.
Pretty sure you were in the wrong there.
I'm sure.
But at least you were wearing your seatbelt this time.
I was.
At least you were wearing your seatbelt.
Very slow. So, I mean, it would have been a minor wreck.
Yeah.
Still a wreck.
Yeah.
But only a dick would have seized that wreck opportunity moment. Like, unless he had, like, a really shitty car and wanted, like, some insurance money.
Do you also, like me, hope one day to be rich so you can just ram people that you don't like in your car and then just laugh off the bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Like, that's one of my greatest, like, goals is, like, to be wealthy enough that, like, if some guy cuts me off, I can just hit him. And then be like, see what you did? This is what you did. And this is how you pay. Now you've got to pay for it. And then, you know, I just have my people worry about the paperwork.
Right. Like you just that, have, like, pre-made business cards with all your insurance information right. on, so you can just throw it up.
And it, like, it just says, like, in a bold font, like, that's what you get, you know?
Yeah.
Or have you learned your lesson, question mark? You know, that's that would be great. And you just hand them out to people.
Be. That is the dream
yeah.
right there.
Like, most people are like, I'm going to get a Bugatti, or I'm going to get a Ferrari, or I'm going to pay off student loans. And I'm like, I'm going to ram people with my car. That deserve it. Bad drivers. It's the school of hard knocks, man.
School of hard knocks is the way you learn.
The school of hard wrecks, exactly. Where are you at right now? Are you almost back?
Yeah, I'm almost back. I got stopped at the fucking bitch light again.
That is horrible luck. I'm like almost never stopped by that light.
I'm always stopped by that fucking light.
That's because that's where you went to high school, man, and it's out to get you. It knows
you. Was a godsend for me when I was in high school because there would have been no quick way to get out of
right.
that school if
right.
for that light. But fuck it now, man. I will tear it down. I'll just rebuild it, but still.
Tear it down. Tear down the light. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I would have shown my point.
You would have. If you were wealthy, you could have just ran the light. See? Problem solved.
Boom. Boom. Why is there a whole bunch of broken glass in your bed?
Oh, dude, I don't know, but it's been there for a long time. I literally almost walked, I like, drove into that last night, and I was like, nah, I can't park in that space.
Yep. Too much. I just did.
Too much.
I just did. So.
Well, hopefully you can leave. I'm sure it's fine by now. It's been there for a month. Like, it's got to be not sharp anymore, right?
Right, yeah, just dull glass, right? That's what it is?
I think glass dulls. I hear, okay. Are you walking up?
No, I popped the fucking lid off of one. I'm trying to put it back on.
I just hear a bunch of, like, squishy noises. Rubbing noises.
Jesus.
What's happening?
Dude, walking with this fucking phone on the side of my face is the worst thing in the world. Like, I'm losing my balance because my head is fully 90 degrees.
Oh, my God. I hear wind. He must be in Kansas, Chad. I hear wind.
I am.
How would you describe the temperature out right now?
You know, it's not too bad. The sun's behind a storm.
Okay.
So a storm. A cloud at the moment.
Yeah, I do what you bet. Do you feel like it's gonna rain?
Nah.
No?
Just a
cloud. Okay, just a cloud.
None of them are dark blue. They're all white. They're all white.
But
and
it's
shiny
hot.
And bright. Well,
hot and humid.
Kind of to the west.
West of us? No. East of us.
I can't hear it.
East of us, it looks
I hear him on my stairs. Oh, he's inside the house. The call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, you're about to get dead.
He's here.
About to get dead.
He did it, man. He's back.
It's fucking hot.
Oh my God, those are huge!
Yes, they are.
My God! Those are some massive ices right there, dude.
Yeah.
You didn't fill them up all the way.
I didn't. I was too lazy and wanted to get out of there as quick as possible.
Like, you're supposed to put the dome lid, and then you're supposed to fill it up to the top of the dome.
Ugh.
These are massive. What are these, 44 ounces, let's say?
Sure. Ah, nudity!
Dude, it's naked. It's actually really close to the screen, too. Everyone can see it. Oh, my God. Yeah, I could see why you may have had problems carrying these.
Yeah, they were a little big.
Yeah, yeah. This is like old times, man.
Yeah.
Like back in like 2009, 2010, we used to get like one of these a day. And then we would just sit back and we'd suck them down and we'd do work. Just like right. You were literally sweating. God. That's how hot it is.
Yeah, it's hot, man.
Yeah, because you were only gone for like 10 minutes.
And it was hot. My back covered in sweat.
Yeah.
Car's really hot.
Well, it's black, so.
It's really black.
I'm going to America next year, so I probably need to get your hands. Well, they're available literally at every gas station. Is a big gulp? A big gulp is just a big cup, right? Yeah. But the Slurpee, the 7-Eleven Slurpee is an icy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've never been to a 7-Eleven, so I'm not sure. But I assume you're not coming to Kansas. See, we have Quick Trips QTs here in Kansas, and Quick Trip has a agreement with 7-Eleven that they don't compete in the same markets. Mm-hmm. And so there's no 7-Elevens where there's Quick Trips, but Quick Trips only kind of exist in like Oklahoma, Kansas area. So 7-Elevens is everywhere else. Like, I'm going to Seattle, he says. So I think there'll be 7-Elevens there. So you can get a Slurpee, and they're the same thing as an icy.
Yeah.
The 7-Eleven is the Slurpee. They're icy.
I don't even know how you do this.
Do what?
Make one of these.
I don't either.
Because it's not ice.
No.
But it is ice.
It's like half melted.
Yeah. It's a weird temperature for it to be kept at.
I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
It's
goddamn tasty. That's what it is.
Honestly, a miracle of modern science is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Quick Trip icy. And ices in general.
Oh, my God.
I mean, because it's not like a snow cone. You know, because snow cones are a little harder.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of got to bite them. You can't. I don't think you could eat a snow cone through a straw, because, like, a snow cone is like ice.
Right.
Chipped up ice. And a slushy is like. Yeah, I don't even, like, look at the consistency of that bad boy, like.
Oh, yeah. That sound, that's ASMR right there.
Oh, yeah, listen.
It is a,
I think yours sounds better.
Yeah, man. Look at that.
Dude, ASMR slushy noises. That sounds gross, actually.
It really does.
It sounds really nasty. I bought one of those things that you squish for 60 seconds, and then whatever drink you pour in there will turn into a Slurpee, but it isn't that textury. What? I've never heard of that before.
Me either.
That sounds awesome, though.
This was one of the best things we've done on the show yet.
Minnis says it's like radio in the 90s, which is the greatest possible compliment I could have received.
Yeah.
Do we have White Castle or Crystal? We don't have either.
No.
White Castle, fun fact for you, actually invented in Wichita, but we don't have any White Castles in Kansas anymore.
Nope.
We'd have to go to Kansas City or Oklahoma City to find the nearest White Castle. I don't even know
what
Crystal is.
I've been to a White Castle.
I have two. I'm in Kansas City. And you could buy, like, frozen. Actually, your Sam's Club membership will get you big boxes of White Castle frozen sandwiches, which are just incredible, by the way. You should totally get those if you can.
I've definitely had those, but I think I've actually had White Castle.
Yeah, it's good.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Some point in my life.
Las Vegas, maybe?
Fucking.
Maybe
lit.
Vegas, I bet.
Fucking lit as shit, man.
Yeah.
That's a fucking, oh my God.
I mean, there's two movies about it, dude. Harold and Kumar. Oh my God. What's wrong
with
you?
There's only one about White Castle.
The second one isn't about White Castle?
No. Minus the opening scene where they're literally shitting out the White Castle from the first one.
Oh. I don't remember that.
Second one is Harold and Kumar go to the bay.
I don't know if I...
Bay.
No, that's the third one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because the second one is the one with, like, the creepy-haired guy and the topless lady, right?
No.
Is that the first one?
Yeah.
You didn't seem very confident with that,
I'm as confident as can be.
You're going to have to look it up.
I think there's three. The third one is their Christmas one.
Oh, man, you might be right. Oh, yep, Menace confirmed it. Menace confirmed it. Yeah, Harold and Kumar escaped from Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that went downhill really fast, didn't it? 2004 is when Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle came out.
That's so weird.
That is disgusting, actually.
That movie made me love Neil Patrick Harris, though.
Yeah, but you didn't know he was gay back then.
Nope.
Yeah.
That was very sad.
Yeah, you didn't really get the actual why is this funny of that movie.
No.
Because he's like this womanizing like dude in that movie.
And he was Barney, too, so I was like, what?
Yeah, but in real life, he's... He's not. He doesn't care about women at all. I mean, he cares about women, but not, you know, in an attractive way.
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't want to. I don't want to say he cares about women. I'm not sure he does. I don't know Neil Patrick Harris. Turns out
it's weird.
I know that may shock all of you. You're loving live at the moment, playing video game, watching Twitch streams, eating ice cream. That sounds amazing, dude. I mean, life's pretty good for me too.
Got a fucking icy over here, man. I'm happy. I'm also awake now.
There we go, man.
Yeah.
High
energy.
So,
it's gone.
I have it's it's gone. Oh man. So we have a couple things we need to do on the show today.
Yeah.
One is I want to talk to Colby about the Witcher series because I want to see how boned up you are for it. Okay.
So, doesn't it come out in 2020?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not going to be boned up for another year because fuck Game of Thrones. It fucked me in the ass this year. It's coming out next year.
Oh, by being delayed, you mean?
Yes.
So you can't care about something that's not Game of Thrones?
No, not within a year time frame.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about that then.
I didn't give a shit about Star Wars Force Awakens until I saw the first trailer, which came out a year before that it came out.
Well, let's just... Okay, so what about this, man? What about the fact that this guy right here, Alik... Sakharov is going to. He's a director of photography for Game of Thrones. Is going to also do The Witcher.
Yeah.
Well, how's that make you feel, man?
Like what episodes of Game of Thrones?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. He said, okay, on his IMDb, he's done 4 episodes as director of photography: Fire and Blood, Baelor.
Oh, those are all the last 7.
The King's Road and Winter is Coming.
Right.
I'm asking you. I don't know.
I think Fire... No, that's 2011.
That'd be the first year?
So, yeah, that's season 1, isn't it?
I would think so. Of course, I don't know if this is, like, the year that it released.
I think from rewatching it, that sounds like the episode names.
Okay. Well, he's also done... he's also directed episodes of Ozark, House of Cards, Goliath, great show. Marco Polo.
I've never watched Black Sails, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah, and then he directed Mockingbird, The Laws of God and Men, The Climb, and What is Dead May Never Die in Game of Thrones. You know those episodes?
The Climb's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Because that's when they climb the wall.
So doesn't that make you more excited for, for The Witcher, that it's got to have some Game of Thrones pedigree?
Man, yeah, I know so much about The Witcher, I just can't even wait. Do you hate me right now?
I mean, why you gotta be hate-filled for no reason?
Because I hate your shit. I hate
why
it.
Why is The Witcher mine?
Because it is. I don't know it from anyone but you.
But I also like Game of Thrones.
Winter is Coming, The King's Road, Fire and Blood, and Baelor are episodes 1, 2, 9, and 10 of season 1.
So he was director of the pilot.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Mockingbird.
Wait, what's the name of the first episode of season 1?
Winter is Coming.
The very first episode of Game of Thrones was called Winter is Coming?
Yeah, and it didn't come for 6 seasons.
It still really hasn't came yet.
Not yet, no. The Climb. What was the other one? Climb, What is Dead May Never Die?
What is Dead May Never Die,
so
yeah.
So that must have been...
That says 2012. The most recent ones are 2014, Mockingbird, The Laws of God and Men.
Season 2, Episode 3 he did. Season 3, Episode 6 he did. The Laws of God and Men?
Yeah.
And which one?
Mockingbird.
Yeah, that's 6 and 7 in season 4.
So he's... Okay. So he hasn't worked on it since season 4. But most people would say the show started to go downhill in season 5, so...
Yeah. Like, some of the best action...
Well, people hated the Sand Snakes. When the Sand Snakes show up...
It's season 5.
Yeah, that's what people start being like, okay, what is this show now?
Oh, so. Fucking season 5, Sand Snakes, yeah. House, Sparrow... Sons of the Harpy, like, all that's just fucking
right.
Long and kind of just, like, nah.
Right.
One season kind of, like...
So has all the seasons happened in less than a year of Game of Thrones? No, they're, like, over decades, right? Game of Thrones? Isn't it, like, over an extreme amount of time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all the seasons, definitely, yeah. But... Like, end of one season, beginning of the next season, there's not
yeah,
much
the,
time.
Yeah, the passage of time between the episodes is different. So, like, episode 2 and 3 may happen back-to-back, but episode 3 and 4 may literally be 5 months apart.
Yeah.
It just depends on where they're at in the story.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really look at them as seasons.
No.
Because there's not really, like, an overarching story each season. Mm-hmm. It's really just...
You're back in it.
It's happening, right.
Right.
Right. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't. You're not. So you that doesn't pique your interest at all about The Witcher. I mean, look at him right here, dude.
No.
Producer, The Witcher, executive producer, man.
Great.
Okay, what about this? What about Henry Cavill wanting to play The Witcher?
What?
Actually playing Geralt.
No way.
Henry Cavill has told IGN that he'd be interested in the role of Geralt in Netflix's forthcoming adaptation of The Witcher. Cavill has been pretty open in the past about his love of Skyrim and the World of Warcraft. He famously ignored a call from Zack Snyder to tell him that he'd won the role of Superman in 2013's Man of Steel because he was playing World of Warcraft. So at a recent junket from Mission Impossible Fallout, IGN asked Cavill what he was busy playing these days, and he said, "The Witcher 3. I just replayed it all the way through. I love that game. Really good game." With that in mind, we asked if he'd be interested in the role of Geralt in Netflix's adaptation. He said, "Absolutely, yeah, that would be an amazing role." He said, "The books are amazing. The books are really, really good. The books I started reading, and they're well worth the read." And then he, like, this article doesn't do it justice, like, in the actual video. Let me see if it's, this might.
Have you read the books?
This might be it. No, I have not.
I'm going to go with no.
I have not.
So how can you claim to be a Witcher fan if you haven't read the fucking
books? Have you read the Game of Thrones books?
No, but I'm not a super hard Game of Thrones fan.
Are you hecking serious, dude? All you talk about is Game of Thrones.
I always thought the devil was just a metaphor.
What is this stupid movie? I don't want this ad. How come Adblock didn't stop this?
I don't know, man.
Castle Rock.
That looks like shit.
Oh, no. Is this the stupid comment thing? I wanted the... Where's my Witcher clip? Where's my Witcher clip, man?
I don't know, man. Hey, Icy. No, you have not yet.
No, tire flip will come up a little later. Most people don't show up for the show until the last 10 minutes.
It's a stare at judgment that they can't see
yeah.
since the camera was super small.
How about that? Is that better?
I mean, your face is to the side of the... There, a little bit down. A little bit down. There you go. That's perfect.
Tell me when you think they've gotten the point.
I'd... A little longer.
Okay.
All right, I think they got it.
Okay. Just want to make sure they knew it was up. You know?
They know. They don't.
So does this is this the play? The entire talk show with this cam? Why would I do it with that cam when we have...
When it's your job to protect the world's greatest nation.
We're not doing this. Oh, Colby, it's an ad for your enemy.
The Army! Challenges. Is this the Marines? No,
this is the Marines, right?
No.
Yeah, the few, the proud, the Marines. This is their song, man.
Is that it? On
land. Pretty sure.
Water, yeah.
In the air.
Yeah, yep. See, because the Army doesn't do all this stuff.
Nope. And even cyberspace. Did he say space? In space. Marines got space shit, too,
I think he
bro.
Said space and yeah. cyberspace, yeah. We'd probably hear if we weren't talking over the ad. Oh, my God, it's the...
Oh, shit. Every Marine hates us now. Every Marine hates us now.
You're the worst. That didn't happen, chat. You happened. Anyway. I wanted to actually see the interview with him. Like, this is just news over a beat.
Game. Would you okay, here we go. Playing Geralt because Netflix are making.
Here we go. Okay, listen. Listen to the talk.
I just replayed all the way through. Love that game. Really good game.
Would you fancy playing Geralt because Netflix are making a Witcher TV show?
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be an amazing role. Have you read the books?
No, I haven't. The Polish books.
The books are amazing. The books are really, really good.
Okay. Yeah, I think.
See, he's like actually passionate about.
Yeah, it's from what I understand, it's a little bit of both. Yeah. They're picking a bit from the game and a bit from the book, or a lot from the books. But the books I started reading, and they are well worth the read. They're really, really good.
Look at that man.
He doesn't give a shit.
Are you kidding me? He knew like the. He knew that they were picking. You're trolling me. I see your face. I hate everything about who you choose to
be. He didn't say one specific thing from the books. He just said, "Oh, did you read the books? The books are really great."
Yeah, but he also
they
knew
they may be taking some from the books, maybe from the game. I think it's more the books, though.
But he's right about that. He knew that.
That's
what
a
the
great
TV show,
guess.
Did you know that?
No. I don't give a fuck.
The That's
man,
my point.
The man at least finished the game.
Yeah, you didn't even make it out of the tutorial.
No, I didn't.
God, why are we friends?
I don't know.
You hate everything I love, and I just hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Suck down that Icy.
Mm.
I hate Tom Cruise, Icy says. Well, you're in a minority, I think. I think a lot of people like him, right?
A man's a god.
Right?
Literally a god
yeah,
in Scientology.
Yeah, he doesn't age. And
no, he's
yeah, there's also that. Yeah,
he's a god.
The literal, he's a the Scientology and stuff, so. Yeah, but. I mean, I can't. So you're, you. Are you actually not excited, or are you just poking me?
I could give two shits less.
How can? Oh my god, Danny. I don't. I thought maybe.
See, Menace is on my side. He gave the Hollywood safe answers. Maybe. I don't know if that means that he's trying to hold his reputation of not being a crazy gamer.
He didn't have to bring it up.
For Hollywood.
He didn't have to bring it up.
What, the books?
Like, I feel like if he was like, would you want to be Geralt in the Netflix adaptation? He was like, I could hear. Like, that'd probably be a cool role. I'd have to hear more about it. You know, that would be the answer.
That
if he
is
didn't
not
know.
An answer you give in a fucking interview like
is.
That. No.
He wouldn't go
you
on.
You offer
talk about
any
it.
Role to an actor as a what if situation, they're going to be like, yes.
No.
I'm down.
He is above a Netflix television
exactly.
show.
Exactly. That's why he's not going to be Geralt.
Well, I don't think they can afford him, probably,
yeah, no
right?
Way.
Although, if I was Netflix, I would be throwing. Like. Henry Cavill, I mean, honestly, I don't think, I don't, I'm not necessarily sure he is above it. Like, Mission Impossible is the only reason that people know who he is anymore. Right?
No.
Dude, no one cares about Superman. That Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie tanked harder than the Russian invasion of Germany, man. It was horrible. I don't know if that's a historical event that actually happened, but it sounded awesome when I said it. So, like, Henry Cavill needs something, right?
Sure.
No, I don't care about Henry Cavill, besides the fact that he's a beautiful, beautiful man.
I watched him in Immortals. That's a good movie.
Is that one where he's dressed up like a centurion?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, pass on that.
That's really good, man. No. Mickey Rourke's the bad guy?
You're into Mickey Rourke, but not The Witcher.
No, he's really shitty. That's the downside of that movie. But Henry Cavill as whatever the hero he's playing. Okay. I think it's like a... It's not Hercules.
He was in Tudor's Menace. I forgot about that.
Was he?
That was his first role.
Hmm.
Remember, he was the best friend of John Rhys-Davies, Henry VIII.
I can't remember that show or shit.
I totally forgot about it. We used to watch that together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of the storylines, 100%.
Yeah, definitely not the boobs.
Nope. We didn't even know there were boobs in it. We just like, wow.
Boobs.
We love shows about 17th century English kings.
Yeah, man.
So we're going to check
it's
out this show.
Basically Game of Thrones, just without the magic.
I mean, really, it is.
Yeah.
It was like, that was Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones came in. And I was like, by the way, we can make a show that's just boring as sin and people will still watch it.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah. There's episodes of that show where nothing happens, man.
So many things happen
no,
in every
there
episode.
Are episodes of that show where nothing happens.
So many.
No.
At least one... Semi-major
one
thing happens.
Insignificant thing happens in every episode. Sometimes episodes are... There's episodes that are amazing, which is why you watch it. But there's some episodes that are just like, all right, wasted my week. Could have done without that. Like, the entire
wasted my week.
First half of the latest season of Game of Thrones is worthless.
Dude, that's like three episodes.
No. Well, that's fair. There's hardly any episodes in the thing. Yeah. Icy says, Jack Reacher is the only movie of his he likes. I like all the Mission Impossibles.
Yeah. I can't remember the first one. Second one was a little weird due to Mr. Kira Manga or whatever his name
was. Was that the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No, third one was
no, the second one's one with the doves
yes.
and John Woo.
That
and like
John Woo would be the man.
Yeah.
That one was a little too overly stylized.
What's the chimera?
That's
the drug, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he injects himself, and mm-hmm. he kisses the lady, and then he jumps out the window.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a stupid movie, but it's good in like a stupid way.
It's
like that movie, you watch the second.
I watched it when I was a kid. Loved it when I was a kid.
That movie, I think, to me, epitomizes 90s action movies.
Yeah.
Like that is every stereotype and cliche from like a Saturday Night Live sketch they'd make fun of is actually in that movie as a serious non-tropey thing.
Right.
It was past its prime when it came out.
Yeah.
Know?
And then the third one came out and changed the game.
Well, right.
Change the game around, man.
What is the rabbit's foot? That's Philip Seymour Hoffman, man. He's a great villain. You can't not like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Nope.
So I'm totally fine with that.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I like him in that.
That was one of JJ's better films.
What else is Tom Cruise? He's in like a movie every year.
Yeah, man. How about The Mummy?
I liked him in American Made. That
Did
was
you
a good
like
one.
The Mummy?
I never saw The Mummy because I heard it was trash.
It
I
was
don't
trash.
Need to watch that. So.
It was super trash.
Well, they can't all be winners, man. Okay?
Typically, Tom Cruise movies are.
Well, yeah, and then...
At least box office-wise.
Everyone has a bad one, you know?
Hard. Man.
Anthony Hopkins is in Transformers 4, dude. Okay?
That's true.
Every once in a while, a great can make a mistake, okay?
Dude, why he took that role?
I don't know. I mean, remember that video we watched on the show of him dancing in his bedroom?
He's crazy.
Man is insane. Okay, but he's great on Westworld. He could still act if he wants to.
Yep. I guess sometimes he doesn't want to.
I guess not.
He just wants to get paid for being
Anthony Hopkins.
Having his face.
I mean, you can't blame the man. He's probably got 400 grandkids, you know? What do you look at that?
Just like The Walking Dead. Yeah, The Walking Dead's another one like that. I used to watch that.
Dude, I only made it through the first season, and I think I made it through the first second season. What's the one with Herschel?
It's like three.
I made it to that one.
Maybe two.
I stopped watching in the season of The Walking Dead. They were at Herschel's farm. I think it might have been the season finale. And, like, the main guy, Lincoln?
Rick.
Rick? Rick is killing some dude who got bit by a zombie and was dying, and he's, like, begging to be killed so he doesn't turn, you know? And Rick hesitates to kill him, and it's, like, a five-minute-long scene of, like, his face holding a revolver, and I'm just like, the dude wants to die. We all know you're going to kill him. I don't need this close-up of your quivering face for 800 years. And so I raged. I turned it off. That was the last. And I remember, like, the first season was good for, like, five episodes. And then I was like, what am I watching? And then the second season was terrible until, like, the end.
Yeah.
And then the third season was all just terrible.
No, I like the third season. The third season, I think, was the prison. And I thought that one was pretty good.
I never made it to the prison.
Maybe that was season four.
That must have been the next one.
No, because I think.
I only made it to Herschel. Herschel's farm was the last thing I saw.
Yeah, man,
and they never even left the farm when
all.
I watched it.
Yeah, no, they didn't until the farm got ran over by zombies, and then they had to leave.
I mean, how many zombies can there be?
Oh.
I mean, don't the zombies run out of food eventually?
You would think.
Or rot? I mean, they're still made of flesh, right? And they don't have, like, blood pumping through their bodies or anything, right?
That's a different type of blood.
I mean, like, wouldn't eventually they just dry out?
You would think. Just need to outweigh them. They can't just walk around forever.
But I don't understand why you can't, like, go to the Amazon, go to Whole Foods headquarters. Just hang out, you know? Just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait.
I mean, you can literally poop on the floors and then just move a floor up if you need to. Zombies can't climb buildings. Just lock the front door.
They can climb buildings, man.
They can't climb buildings. They're not Spider-Man.
No, but they can walk upstairs.
You can't. Why are they in? Why you let them in?
Because there are doors that open.
You lock them, dude.
They could break them.
They can't break.
Most doors are glass.
Yeah, big old glass. Big glass. Hard glass. Gorilla glass, man.
They could throw another zombie into it for all they give a shit.
Go to the zoo and live in the gorilla enclosure.
That would work.
They ain't ever getting in there.
Nope.
Gorillas can't escape, man. How come animals? Do animals get affected by the zombie virus in The Walking Dead? Like, are there gorillas out there that are zombies?
I think so.
Yeah, that's messed up. Now we're scary.
I think there's, like, zombie dogs.
Let's make a new show, but instead of zombies, they're all gorillas. And you're in the African jungle being chased by zombie gorillas. Because that's horrifying.
That sounds terrifying.
I mean, you don't want to be chased in the African jungle by any animals, and now they're zombies?
No.
That's even worse.
I mean, why is it worse? Either way, you're dead.
Problem with that is that you and a million people tried the same idea of going to Whole Foods. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the point of Walking Dead after season two, is that the fear
the
isn't
zombies
really
isn't
zombies,
the problem.
It's
other people.
Other people. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, but how many people are left, though?
A good amount.
I mean, that's the thing in The Last of Us, too. Like, I mean, that's why the game is called The Last of Us, because it's about him dealing with the last people on Earth after the outbreak.
Right.
You know?
Zombie squirrels in the park.
But I feel like, if there was a zombie outbreak, I think you'd be okay, because you're muscly and you could kill people.
Sure.
You know, with your bare hands. You feel like you could kill a man with your bare hands?
A zombie? No.
No, a human man.
Maybe.
Like, take the emotion out of it. Could you physically murder someone with your bare hands?
Oh, I think it's easier than it looks in the TV shows.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To just murder somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't know, like, emotionally in your mind, but, like, the physical, like, breaking of a neck.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Strangling.
Right?
I feel like that's easier than they show it in the TV shows.
Yeah, so you could definitely do it if you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
So in a zombie outbreak, if I stick with you, you know, I could be there for your mental stability. You know, and be like, dude, it's okay, that person sucked, it's fine that you killed them, and then you could be my muscle. You know?
Sounds good.
And we could survive the zombie apocalypse.
What are you contributing to this?
The mental fortitude that you need.
Why do
to
I
not
need
go
mental
crazy?
Fortitude?
Because otherwise you'll snap. I'm your balance, man.
Well, yeah, but I mean the world has snapped, so I could snap with it.
Okay, then I'm contributing jokes. Okay, I'm keeping it light during a dark time. That's what I'm contributing. That's worth something. I'm the court jester.
Uh-huh.
I'll get you women.
No, I mean, I'm down to be with you because okay. All I have to do if we get outnumbered is run faster than you. And then
oh, I can
fine.
Run faster than you.
Okay.
And that adrenaline's pumping because I'll kick you and then I'll run. And you'll get a you'll
that's
get a
that's my
start.
Idea, too. So
but the problem
now
is,
it's The Last of Us. And
the problem is, though, is
one.
That if I kick you and you die, mm-hmm. I'm out my muscle.
Right.
And I don't want to. I'm going to be the beta male. I'm going to be your Tyrion. Okay? That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
I'm going to be your strategist.
You're my brains.
Yes. And you're Dracarys, but I'm Tyrion.
Mm,
okay. I know this metaphor doesn't work because Dracarys would eat Tyrion. But
it's also Drogon. Dracarys means light them on fire. It's her command to her dragons to start breathing fire. Drogon's the dragon.
I don't ever want to hear you talking about
Viserys and Rhaegor, I think, are the other two. I'm not sure.
I'll be holding the Miller Lite. Need a Miller Lite?
You're my horse, man. That's it. You get to carry everything. I'll be the Rock. You be Kevin Hart.
That's perfect. As long as I'm not Jack Black.
All right.
It's great. It's fine with me. It's fine with me, dude.
Your weakness is cake, though.
Well, that's accurate in real life. I just won't eat cake.
It makes you explode.
I think I could eat others. Can I eat pie?
I think, yeah. I think
yeah,
pie
I'll be
is fine
then.
I think it's just cake.
Yeah, that's fine.
But then you explode.
Well, in Jumanji, the movie, like, he didn't know it was cake when he ate it. I will be very sure to be like, is this cake before I eat anything? And then we'll be fine, so.
What about cheesecake? Technically, it's cheese, right?
I don't know. Cheesecake a cake? Because cheesecake shaped like a pie,
cake
though.
In the fucking word.
Yeah, but it's shaped like a pie.
So is a cake.
Nah, cakes are taller.
Well, yeah, it does have crust to it, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Cheesecake is like a. It should be called cheese pie, but that doesn't
really
sound
should.
As good. So that's probably why it's called cheesecake.
Really should.
Is there cheese in cheesecake? Is in the entire basis of cheesecake a lie? Because it's not a cake, nor is it made with cheese?
I feel like it's made with cheese.
We don't know, though.
It's probably not all cheese, but it's all dairy.
Could be. I don't know enough about cheesecake
about
to dispute it.
Cakes or anything, man. I'm no cook.
I'm no chef. Oh, I just play one on TV. All right, well, I'm really disappointed in you for not caring about The Witcher. I just want you to know that. I thought we were going to share. Is there a possibility that once it comes out, you'll be excited?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not just, like, hated against it because I'm excited.
Right.
Just as a principle.
I just know nothing about it.
Okay, but you could be excited when a trailer comes out and it blows your nips
really
off.
It's a really boring game.
Now you're needling me. I'm not going to allow it, okay? How's your icy over there, man?
It's great.
It is really good. Okay. Well, let's talk about this real quick while we're on the subject of TV. We'll get to tire flipping here in a bit. Have you seen this? A new comedy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia stars Charlie Day and Rob McElhenney is in production.
No. What is this?
It's about a video game development studio.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. Okay? Here's the problem with it. Series is set in a video game development studio. Scripted episodes reported to be half an hour long. Both Day and McElhenney will star, okay, serving as writers and executive producers. Here's the problem, man. Where does it say it at? Where does it say? Does it not say it in this article anywhere?
What?
It's going to be on Apple. That's the problem.
I think it said it up there somewhere.
It said it in the headline, but not in the actual article. It's going to be on Apple. Like the stupid
karaoke
car thing.
I don't even know where that's at.
I don't know how to watch it either.
Yeah, I have no idea. You have to buy it. the subscription service?
I don't know. I have iTunes. Let's just look right here. Let's see. Do you think iTunes will... So if I go to browse, right? That's probably where it'll be.
Yeah.
Okay, that says music, so clearly that's not right. TV and movies?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll click. TV and movies. Okay, I clicked. Yeah, carpool karaoke. So you just click it and... Yeah, there it is. Watch season one, episode one. So it's built into iTunes, I guess?
But can you play it, or is it going to ask you to buy it?
Well, let's find out. It's one of the beauties of being on Twitch. We don't have to worry about getting our episode pulled because Will Smith's face is in it.
It's a full thing.
I mean, yeah, this is the TV show, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the stupidest thing, by the way.
My front butthole.
Okay, that's a great place to start it on right there. Yeah. Okay, so it's the full thing. So yeah, I guess you watch it in iTunes? I'm assuming the newer Apple TVs have it, right?
How the fuck do they make money then?
What? Well, I also have Apple Music. I wonder if you tried it. Can you play it on your phone? See if it's on your phone. Because technically, I'm paying for iTunes.
That is probably why you can do it.
Because, yeah, there's got to be a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just not giving it to you for free.
No.
But, yeah, because I am paying for Apple Music.
Carpool. Karaoke.
I feel like it should be in its own app, right? So
it's also just music. So would it be under TV? No.
No, you're in the iTunes Store. That was right.
Right.
I mean, that's what this is, iTunes Store. This is not the same thing. This is where you plug in your cable information.
You sure?
Nope. Looks like I'm wrong, and this is the right place. Yeah, there it is, Carpool Karaoke. Okay, so you're pulling it up. It's loading. My internet's very fast, chat.
Oh, it is. It is very fast.
And then hit episode one. Play. It's loading. Yeah, it's a full thing. So, yeah, it's 100% free.
Hmm.
So how do they make money? That doesn't make any sense because everyone gets iTunes for free. It's not like Netflix, which has like, oh, buy Netflix because you get all this stuff. This is just there.
That's weird.
Is Apple just doing something to be nice?
No way.
It can't be, right?
No. I mean, they have the unlimited money, so I mean...
I mean, they do have unlimited money.
It's possible. But they're just bored, and they're like, here's stuff.
I feel like Tim Cook's like cousin is like a TV developer. Like, hey, you want me to come run the TV division at Apple? Yeah, I guess. We don't have TV shows. Sure. Here, come run it.
I guess.
Here's your office.
What if I give everything out for free? Okay.
I mean, how does Apple make money? They sell so many phones, they don't need to make money through software at all, right?
Ads?
It didn't look like there were ads in it.
Yeah, not...
Yeah, there were no ads, I don't think.
Not any scheduled ones, but I don't know if, like, the ones...
Yeah, maybe it just stops
at,
10
like,
minutes in.
The top...
May not play
like
any
this
at the start.
What to watch crap right here.
Maybe it's paid.
Like, maybe that's paid.
Power by stars.
Trending movies? No, no.
Maybe. Maybe they do make money off that.
Maybe.
I don't know one person who's ever watched Carpool Karaoke on Apple.
Not on Apple.
What do you even call it? iTunes TV? Does it have a name?
No.
I don't understand why it exists, man. I don't understand why it exists.
God, it's so dumb.
I mean, they're singing the Will Smith song right now. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song right now. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, man. You do recall Will Smith had a music career, right?
Yeah. Here come the men in black.
Yeah.
Galaxy Defenders.
Sorry, I got to check on my Vegas slots.
Are you kidding me right now, dude?
Sorry, man. I'm trying to get money for Vegas.
Explain to me what this is again.
Okay.
Because it's obviously important enough to interrupt the show.
Well, yeah, I'd have to get these like hourly coin bonuses.
Uh-huh.
To where I can get coins to play slot machines, and then the more I play the slot machines, the more gold coins I win, And I could redeem those gold coins for things in Vegas.
Things.
I need a lot of those coins.
How much can you redeem currently?
Me?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Okay.
I just got to consistently play it for the next 5-6 months.
When are you going to Vegas?
March.
What's in September?
Vegas. I'm going with my parents in September.
What?
And me, Britt, and her friends are going.
What do you mean her? How many men are going on this trip?
One other plus me.
Me. How many women are going?
Her and another woman.
So it's a couple's trip.
Yes.
Then why'd you say her friends? Are you not friends with the man? Is it awkward?
Yeah, not yet. I've met them once.
Okay. But they're good. But Britt's good enough friends with her that they're going to Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a little weird.
It's fine.
No, I mean, it's not weird that you're going. It's weird that you've only met the guy once.
Why? They have 3 children, so it's kind of hard to.
Oh, God. Are you ready for that, man?
What? They're not bringing the children.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're going to be out of the house in Vegas with no children.
Right.
You're going to have blow everywhere.
Yeah.
Hookers. Someone's bringing a gun.
She wants to go to a double strip club.
What's that?
Apparently
where
upstairs.
Where men and women?
Upstairs is women, downstairs is men. And me and the guy will go upstairs.
That's a thing?
Apparently in Vegas it is.
Dude, is there a place where I can sit for both?
Because
that would be great.
Don't know. Maybe. You could just walk back and forth.
That is... Wow.
And want to go to an ice bar?
Okay.
Apparently,
what's that?
A bar completely made out of ice. The floors, the chairs, the counters.
That seems cold.
All the drinks. They give you a parka, gloves, and a skull cap.
Why would you?
When you walk in,
what's the benefit of that, man?
I have no fucking idea, but it's cool.
It is cool. Apparently. I will give you that.
I don't know.
All your vodka is ice cold all the time. So are you saving up $6 million for this trip? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it sounds expensive.
That's why I'm playing this fucking game, man. It'll give us like 50% off. It'll basically take away like. Since we'd have to buy 2 tickets to everything, this gives us 50% off a couple things to where we're only buying 1 ticket, we both get it.
So you're going to Vegas twice in 6 months.
Yeah, I really don't plan on paying for much in September.
Right, because you're going with your parents.
And I mean, and
is Britt going with you to that?
No, okay. They took care of the flight and the hotels.
Right.
I just have to do gambling.
You just have to be there.
I don't know.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, I'm going to send you with recording equipment. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Recording equipment.
Yeah. I'm going to get you an IMAX camera for the double strip club.
I don't think I can film in there.
Dude, the Kardashians probably have. If they can, you can, all right?
We're not on the same level.
How dare you?
Are you kidding me?
Dude, you're...
Do you have millions of dollars?
No.
But are you
just,
almost the top-paid woman in the world because people donated to you for money?
They did donate her money.
I
thought about this.
While children in Africa are starving?
Yeah, man. Hey.
Because she's a self-made woman when
forget
she was...
those Africans.
When millions of people made her by donating money to her for no reason.
I mean, we can't really hate on it because we ask people for money.
Oh, fuck yeah, but we provide content.
That's true. We are here talking to you right now.
Provides
by the way,
clothing.
Top tip's empty, if you noticed. I mean, it's no tip in the last
God, now this is
days.
Actually just becoming ice. Where's
Please.
The slurpy part?
I don't know. Slurp it, and then it's a slurpy. So, what was I saying? Oh, no. You're going to Vegas twice.
Yeah, and I'm going to Denver in December.
You have a show to do, you know that, right?
Not for that week.
When in December are you going?
26th through the 2nd.
You're not going to see me on New Year's, man. I've never started a year without you.
Yeah, you have.
I have many years without you.
I think it was last year.
I don't know.
Because I went out with Britt.
I don't know enough. That's okay. Am I the only friend of yours, by the way, that doesn't complain that I don't see you because you have a girlfriend?
I mean, the other ones have stopped.
Stopped complaining.
Yeah, now that one of them got shot.
Gives you a new perspective on life.
Kind of. It's like, you know what? Maybe I should stop complaining about little things like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I would She's like, get your boobs, man. That's how I look at it.
Get your boobs?
Get your boobs, man.
Yeah.
That's what girlfriends are for.
Boobs?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's other benefits as well.
Yeah.
That's the quickest benefit.
I mean, that's just a standard.
Yeah, that just comes. It's like, you know, power steering. It's just on your car.
It's just there.
It's just there.
It's one of the amenities that is always
right,
there.
Right, right, yeah.
Typically.
Typically.
I mean, depending on your girlfriend.
Some people have cars without power steering, and that's okay.
If they do, fuck them.
Time to turn that car, that lemon, into a real car.
Because Jesus.
Woo! Okay, I feel like I just cheated Icy out of her $5.
Why?
Because I literally looked at the screen the second it popped up, so I wasn't scared by the alert. And I feel like half the reason people get...
Ah!
Jesus!
There you go. What scared you? Was it the jarness or was it the yelling?
Yell. It was the yell that got me.
Gotcha.
And it probably scared our entire audience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it got you, which is the...
Icy said, there you go, guys, with a $5 tip. Thank you. Thank you, Icy. It's generous.
We appreciate it.
And now it's filled. Look, it's beautiful now.
Now it's filled?
There's people at top tips filled.
Everything? Hey, I got a new watch band.
Dude, I don't care. I'm my heart right now, okay?
See this?
No, that's a fancy watch band, man. Here, you want me to zoom in on it?
Bam.
Look at that, man.
Look at it.
It's a fancy watch band.
Super nice.
That is, yeah, okay. You proud of it or something?
Yeah,
where'd you get it, man?
Like
Amazon?
It. Best Buy.
Mm. Got ripped off, man. How much was it?
$30.
Yeah, you got ripped off. Yeah. You can get a leather watch band on Amazon for $5, dude.
Well, this one's better than those.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's like saying that non-bulk food is better than bulk food.
It is, though.
So,
it's not.
What? I'm sorry. What was that?
It's not.
All right, you jabronis. Let's play the stupid tire flipping video.
Let's do it, man.
Okay. So a little description before we play the tire flipping. It's about 10 minutes long. We're just going to play it its entirety, and then we'll come back and we'll comment on it. The audio, on a scale of 1 to 10, starts about a 2, goes up to about a 6. So I would say.
That's not great.
It was very, very windy.
Yes.
Like.
You can hear everything.
You can hear everything. It just doesn't.
There's just a lot of wind noise.
Yes, and it's kind of, there's not a lot of bass in it because we had to cut some of the wind noise out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like high. It's like, if you're a musician, there's a lot of highs.
It's a high pass.
There's a high pass on it. So, so bear with it, okay? I think it's definitely watchable, listenable.
Yeah.
But it's at the point where you'll notice the wind. So we apologize, but at the same time, it's Kansas.
We're in a field.
There's not a lot we could do if we're balling on a budget like we were.
No.
So, we're going to play it for you and enjoy the shenanigans of us flipping tires.
Enjoy it.
Flip that.
Is that okay if I flip only that tire?
Yeah. The mic's on for this.
Not only that tire, but
no.
Yeah, that one.
You already said yes. All right, man, look at me. You see that, dude? I don't even need to be here.
You picked it up.
I don't even need to be here. Mom, you know what? What about this? If I just flip this water bottle.
If it lands perfectly straight up, you win the day and you don't have to do anymore.
Get at it! Flip the tire!
Oh, yeah!
Go!
Scared.
Go, son! You want to suck a garden hose through a water bottle?
Look at that. Flip a garden hose through a water bottle?
5 more times!
You flip it now!
No!
We're all alternating, otherwise I'll die! No one get that on tape. That's just showing off.
Ah.
We don't want this. Only tire flipping.
All right.
Why does this paper not have a date on it? Okay, my turn, man. I'm gonna flip that tire.
That one's fun.
Faster and better than you.
Okay.
This tire somehow continually got bigger the closer I got to it.
Big tire. Chile. leg.
Oh.
Use your leg.
Yeah! That is the peak of accomplishment in my life.
Then you pick. Then throw. Stop it!
Why? What happened? Is it heavier than you remember? I think you're doing it better than me because I'm not wearing sunglasses. And this is gonna make me skinny?
Yeah. Doing it multiple times and a lot often.
This gets harder.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Knee up and then arms up.
But I can't move because it's heavy. Is there like a get out of this position?
Run backwards.
I think it's the wind. Oh, knee up, push. Now, you lift it with me on it. Ah, my God, he did it! I'm running away! Dude, I don't think I'm using anything. Like, I don't have enough control over my body to know what I am and am not doing.
Here, don't use your full back to go straight up.
Did I do it?
Your lower back.
Did I use it?
Legs that push up off the ground.
You're doing the same thing each time. You're saying different words.
They mean different things.
I know, but the action is the same.
No. One is bending, one is lifting.
You just did the same thing again.
I'm gonna stand.
Can you stand on this tire and run while I push it?
I doubt it.
That one?
No.
Well, it is. No. It's honestly insulting that that tire's out here.
It really is.
I mean, what is? That's a joke tire, right?
Yeah, buddy.
I meant to hit you.
Oh yeah.
A failure. Dude, you're like the Tom Brady of tire flowing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, your face.
Now, if I get this tire inside the big tire,
oh yeah,
I win a prize.
Okay.
I want those jablooms.
You failed.
It touched. Okay. Ah, shit. You made it a little bit far in me. If you would have made it in there, we would have had to end the show. We could not have handled it.
Grass.
Okay. You remember that grass specifically?
Yeah.
God. You're getting
worse. There's no way this happened.
It's almost like your arms are getting more and more tired the more you throw them.
I need to be the mountain to handle this.
Yeah, but what if you spin?
Get in there!
That's the best you can do.
That's it.
Try. Pinnacle of human achievement.
Oh, you did it!
Put that in post, man. I feel like this segment is going to be embarrassingly short.
Yeah.
Tires are really heavy.
They are.
I like this tire, but honestly, even at this point, this tire's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I like it now.
All right, let's have a competition.
Okay. How are we gonna compete?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What first one.
Fast. Oh God.
Fastest one to flip all tires.
Fastest one to flip all tires.
Yeah.
I'll put a timer in and post.
Okay. Okay. Hi. My name's Seth. I'm a strong man. I'm about to prove to you through feet of strength that I am a strong man. Also, by the fact that I can do this monologue, I want to prove to you, the listener and the viewer, that I have talents elsewhere because I'm absolutely going to lose this competition, but Colby can't talk like I can, so that's why I get all the ladies. All right, here we go. Wild! Counts. Jesus. There's a water bottle in here. It's weighing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go home now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Being of sound mind, perfect body. I will flip these tires with my superpower sunglasses.
Cheater.
Shut up. All right.
That was, Brittany, that was slower than mine, right?
That was faster.
It was slower, right?
That was super fast.
That second tire's deceitful. Like, you think it's not going to be as heavy as it is.
That's fine. It's great.
This gives me a new respect for farmers.
Yeah, man.
Like, how do they put those on tractors and stuff, man?
They don't, I don't think.
I think they do.
I just think they're there forever because they don't, like, pop. Popping that fucker.
That one's got bullet holes in it, man.
Yeah, see?
That's a car tire, though.
Both of these are fine tires. If you can put them on right now, they'll work just fine.
I mean, that is a good inch. That is a good inch. Yeah. Is this the type of tire that Tone wants on his car?
I mean, that would be really weird on a Challenger, but...
He's a weird dude.
That would be an interest. I don't think anybody else would have something
nope,
like that.
He'd be unique. He couldn't afford Goodyear, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, that would be like a brand.
Yeah, what's...
Good month.
Good month?
Good month.
Bad solstice, you know.
Oh, brother of God.
Yeah, that tire... That tire's not nice.
Felt my calf rip on that one.
Maybe you should lift with your back and not with your legs.
No. My back would be broken.
Maybe it doesn't matter. If you flip tires, you're going to rip your muscles. It exploded.
Hey, it's a good exercise if we're not blocked out by the wind.
Yeah, it's the wind that made it bad, right?
The audio. Yeah, the wind. The audio is probably bad.
We're going to have to do like lots of ADR on this?
Probably. That was great tire flipping.
Should we speak this direction?
Nah.
I guess it don't matter.
Nah, I don't care. Tire flipping. It's great, man. You feel stronger or skinnier?
I feel neither. I feel nothing.
You feel nothing?
Except, oh no, I have this strange tingling in my loins. But I don't know if that's related to the tires.
I feel like you haven't done it enough.
Dude, I could probably flip one, maybe two more of this big bad boy. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like I couldn't do anything the
Your
rest of the day.
Your legs and backs are going to be hurting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's one of those workouts that is deceitfully easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tomorrow we're both going to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to suck.
I know I am for throwing that fucking tire.
Well, I spun around like an idiot and threw it like I'm Leonidas.
That's probably smarter.
I'm not Leonidas.
Body just...
I told you, man, you fall. Okay, well, I guess we'll close it out.
Yeah, that's tire flipping. You should do that on a regular basis. It'll make you less fat. No.
I just want to die.
So, we flipped tires. I think it went rather well, if I do say so myself, man.
Yeah, man, you got that 12 seconds down pat.
All right, you really gonna just start with that?
Mm-hmm.
12. First of all, you cheated, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you had time to prepare, and I didn't. There's no proof that you didn't go out and flip tires prior to this video and prepare that competition. There's also no proof. You're also on steroids, so.
I wasn't when we did that.
There's no proof of that either. We didn't submit you to a drug
there
test.
There are no proof of anything.
No, there's really no proof. Hey, Bald Hobo, how are you doing? Irrational, how are you doing? Glad to see you guys. So that is Ren, how are you? That's the long-awaited tire flipping video.
Tire flip video, man.
Flipping tires was easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But it's not easy.
No.
But it was easier than I thought, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so.
We gave significant time in between each flip.
We did.
For us to not be, like,
but
dead.
That included every flip we did.
Yeah.
So that should tell you how little we actually flipped tires.
Right.
So.
Like, if you were to do 10 of those big boys.
Yeah, right, back to back to back, yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd
die. I would be dead. There's a reason I didn't do that. It's because I need to sit and breathe and exist.
Right.
So I didn't do that. But
yeah, yeah.
We flipped the tires for you, all of you people. Yeah, there's no dropping frames here, Ren. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you live out in the middle of the desert and there's no signal. I mean, the first time I watched you guys, Colby wanted you to come flip tires. It's exactly. You finally did it. Video's there. And now we have proof. So.
Yep. Got you to do it. Got me to do it.
I did. I mean, you'd never flipped tires before, really. I mean, you'd done deadlifts and
stuff.
Done
them, yes. But no.
Not out in a field.
Mm-mm.
No, so.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm proud of my 12-second time, okay?
Yeah, we just need to do that a whole lot more.
No, I'm gonna hurry. You know what else we need to not do? Drink large ices in the middle of our
good
show.
Point.
That would help.
Good point.
Yeah, I do want to look good for my wedding. And I will. I look good now.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Better than this.
I don't know about that.
Well, Icy is mad that you were wearing a shirt, so.
It was a half a shirt.
Notice how she's not disappointed that I wasn't.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
No.
See, now that you want to look like this compared to that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I looked like you, no one would want to see it.
I don't think so.
It's true, man. It's true.
How?
I don't know. I'm just hideous. There's nothing that can happen.
All right. We need to fix your self-confidence issues.
There's no way to do that. So,
Colby cheated confirmed?
Yeah,
how
you cheated. You cheated. Steroid use.
Just by being better?
Yes,
yeah,
and
guess.
By being better.
If you consider that cheating?
You have an age advantage.
I cheated.
You have a muscle advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You have a pharmaceutical advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You have a... Your hands are better than mine, advantage. That one was a reach. You have a mustache. You can grow facial hair. Makes you manlier than me, advantage.
It's not at all
you have,
accurate.
Do you have facial hair?
It's like the worst kind of facial
but
hair.
But it's there. I see it. In fact, it's pretty thick today.
I'm growing it out. I'm not shaving it
okay.
until Halloween.
Then you're going to be Dracula.
Because I got to be Drogo.
Oh, that's right.
And he has a beard.
You can't have a magician beard.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We're gonna fill in the bits that
you're gonna have
there.
To fake it.
Oh yeah.
There's
yeah. One, it's not gonna get much better than this in 2 months.
I don't know if I've ever seen it that thick before.
It's been thicker. The mustache especially has been thicker.
Well yeah, I remember that day you had a mustache.
That was great,
disturbing.
Right?
Said that you're a big guy though, I bet if you were pissed you could push Colby around. Oh yeah, I could absolutely destroy Colby because we've been over this. Colby may have the strength, but I have two things to my advantage. One, I could just sit on him and smother him with my butt, and he'd choke and die on the stench of my crevice. You gonna refute that?
I mean, no.
Okay, that's one advantage. And then two advantage, I don't feel. He'll just be punching, and it'll be like hitting the juggernaut.
It's not at all.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I'll
we
just be coming at you.
We need to have a sumo match.
Dude, why would you sumo me? I will win.
Well, yeah, but I want to see if I can take it.
I want to see you in the diaper.
I want to see you in the diaper.
No. We can do a sumo match, but we're both wearing shirts.
Nope.
We could forgo the pants.
It's not how sumo works.
What if I wear a cat suit?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know where I'm going to find a cat suit, but... are we going to do more videos?
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the idea of us not doing a show for 10 minutes.
Right. Like, that was
that
really
was
great.
Really great. Mm-hmm. Like, I got up to go pee. It was awesome. I don't know what else we're going to do.
Apparently, the ideas are on me, and I have no idea what we're going to do.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do either. Like, I mean, I'll help you come up with ideas, but I don't know what we'd do. I mean, you can solicit the audience for ideas, but I feel like they're all going to be embarrassing.
Well, either way, that's the entire point of the show.
Well, it's not, because I would rather it not be a physical thing every time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely not either, because I'll win every time. That's why I'm saying sumo. You have a chance.
I hate everything about who you choose to be. This is the second time today that I just wanted to stab you.
Well, that is what I'm here for.
To be stabbed?
No, to get you to that point.
Okay, well, don't. My heart can't take it, so... I don't know what else we do. Like, what did we used to do? We used to just have videos of us just driving around town. But that's horrible. Because, one, we don't hang out anymore. And,
yeah,
two, I don't...
You would actually have to go outside.
Well, I would go outside for that.
Okay.
If you had an idea, I went outside and flipped tires, man!
You did do that.
You think I wanted to do that?
You can come to the gym with me.
No, no one wants to see... See, all these things are where you're prime. How about you come here and play The Witcher?
I do that every Thursday.
That's a great point.
Every Thursday.
Great point.
I don't know, man. I gotta think, too.
I don't know what we'd do. I just don't want to do something physical every time. Let's just steal. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I got some ideas of who to steal from.
Okay.
I don't want to say them, because then people will be like, they stole that from him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't say it, then they probably won't find it, and then we can just steal. And then I don't make any bones about it. You steal from me, you're stealing twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to put that caveat in there every time. I actually stole that phrase. So you steal from me, you steal it three times. Sorry, Rational. Yeah. Well, we don't have transcoding today because Twitch, you know. Thursday's biggest days.
Yeah.
Sundays never have transcoding. It makes sense.
Yeah. Sure.
It's garbage. And they live in the middle of nowhere, so.
Sure. I thought they lived in Colorado.
No, they moved.
To California?
Yeah. Middle of nowhere, California. Let me show you where they live. I won't show it on screen because they don't want that to do it, but look at where they live. Okay, just look at this.
Oh, right. We already said the fucking city name.
Yeah, he said it 100 times, too. Look at that.
They got an RV park.
Look at where they are. They're in the middle of nowhere. Like, they're surrounded by just nothing.
Yeah.
Like, in between two mountains. Like, it's beautiful. Like, I've seen where they live. It's beautiful. But, like, there is no cell service. Why would you move there?
Especially if you're a streamer to the internet where you stream... Yeah. And stuff to the internet.
Yeah, they're going
to
have... I think they said that they're going to get a satellite internet. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, that sounds... Yeah.
I mean, you could stream. It's just not going to be great.
Yeah. Right,
but, hey, man, if I could live out there, though...
Yeah, fuck the internet.
Yeah, why would you want to stream?
I just hunt.
Yeah, get a job as a farmer or something, mm-hmm. man. Why would you want to see people on the internet? I don't... Whatever, man. Different strokes, different folks. Well, that was a tire flipping video, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. So,
yep.
If you watched on iTunes, or if you listened on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, it's on the Twitch page, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, and then click on Episode Archive, and you could watch it right there. That's how you watch it. Yep. So, yeah.
There's plenty of ways.
There's plenty of ways. Should we clip it, or should we make people watch the full episode?
I don't know. Not clip it on Twitch, but put a clip of it on Instagram.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely do probably the competition part.
Probably
put on Instagram. That's a good part. Get people in there and be like, wow, if this clip is that any indication of how good the video is, I should watch it. They'll have no idea that's the best part, and we just bamboozled them into watching it. But
perfect. That's what we do.
Yeah, we're snake oil salesmen.
Bamboozling.
Bamboozling people.
We're bloogadoogling.
I've never wiggled my tongue on the new high def cam, and I'm disturbed by how clear that was.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
It was really disturbingly
clear. It's disturbing
clear.
All the time in real life.
Yeah. Well, I don't see my own tongue in real life, though. You do.
I do.
You've always been disturbed.
And I know how disturbing it is.
Yes, but I've never actually seen it in high definition.
It's not great.
I mean, I probably should do it in the mirror once just to know what I'm subjecting people to, but then at the same time, why would I do that to myself?
Don't.
I won't. So,
I'm telling you, man. Sumo fight.
No, we're not doing that.
Sumo fight.
Nope, we're not doing it. Only if we can wear shirts.
Musical chairs.
We could do musical chairs. I'll do anything as long as I can wear a shirt.
Ring around the Rosie.
I don't know what that is.
It's a game.
What about Red Rover, where we make a chain and people try to go through it?
We'd have to get people for that.
Who could we get? No one? No one to get, so.
No.
All right, well, anything else you want to talk about on the show today, man? Or should we wrap it up?
We could wrap it.
We could wrap it?
Yeah.
You ready to wrap?
I got nothing.
What about this one last thing? You care at all about this? Are you interested in all that all 20 Marvel movies are coming back to IMAX?
What?
Over the next few weeks. So on Thursday, they're showing 4. Friday, they're showing 4. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Basically, starting August 30th, every day they're showing 4 movies in IMAX.
Why?
Just because they can.
TBD?
Well, those are going to be the fan ones. Like, fans are choosing the 2 to be shown again on Encore. But you can watch the entire cinematic universe in IMAX starting on August 30th.
That's not worth it.
I mean, there's so many. Like, some of them might be worth it. Like, it would be cool to see Iron Man in IMAX because we couldn't when it was released originally, you know? And, like, the original Avengers would probably be cool to see in IMAX. Winter Soldier. No, I'd probably want to see some of my favorite ones. But, like, well, that's not true either, because, like, Doctor Strange is one of my favorites. I wouldn't go see that in IMAX. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just thought it's crazy that, like, they're so big that they could just take over IMAX theaters for an entire day over essentially a week.
Entire week, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing must be coming out. I mean, I don't. August 30th and September 6th.
Can you name something besides Mission Impossible that's came out in the last month?
Incredibles 2.
Is that the last month? I feel like that's longer than that. I feel like that came out in June. That was like early June, I think.
Some Mila Kunis film.
The Spy Who Dumped Me?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't know that, but it's got to be because it's called The Spy Who Dumped Me.
The Winnie the Pooh movie.
Oh, that did come out. I don't know if that's good, though. It's got Jude Law in it. I like
Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Okay, why do you know so many?
Oh, because I just looked, because we're going to see Mission Impossible tonight.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. There you go, man. Okay, well, have fun with that.
I will.
Guys, that's it for the show today. We appreciate you hanging out.
Thank y'all.
We are the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show twice a week, once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We also, on Thursdays, Colby will play games. I'm fairly certain you're picking your game next week, but I need to double check.
Next week?
Yeah.
What's this week?
Thursday. Yeah. Like, this Thursday. This upcoming Thursday. Well, I think you pick.
Oh.
I think you pick your game this Thursday.
Do you delete Uncharted?
I haven't, but I might.
Don't do it.
Do you really want to play Uncharted again?
Sure.
Because you hated that game.
I'll not skip the things.
You already skipped so many!
Yeah, but now we're into the game. All that was set up information I didn't need to know.
The first part is the most important part.
Also, I've seen that part. These people might not have, but I have.
Yeah, the people who bailed out because you skipped them all? Okay. Yeah. Well, if you want to play Uncharted, I guess we'll play that. I might delete it, though. Oh, it got deleted. My bad.
I don't know.
I'll have to look. I'm not sure if it's actually your week to choose. I'll have to double check. I think it is, too, but I'll have to double check. So we do that on Thursdays after the show if you guys want to check that out. And also, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. I'm going to put all the links in the chat. The P.O. box, the social medias, a link to the Discord. Join them, follow them, do all of them if you haven't yet done them.
Be a part of them.
If you're listening to us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, leave a 5-star review and come to twitch.tv and hit follow. Also, all of you people out there that have Amazon Prime, go to your Twitch and sub to us. Okay? It's free.
It is.
And you're not using it anyway, so do it.
And you'll get more quality content, like tire flipping videos.
The more subs we get, the more encouraged Colby is to do things.
Yep. And that's more things for you to watch.
3 shows a week if we get 12 concurrent viewers over 30 days.
More shows.
Be honest with you, the view count's going down, not up. Listen harder. Watch harder. Okay?
Stole that twice.
You did.
Yep.
I actually stole that from myself, too. Anyway, thank you all for watching. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll be back on Thursday with more shenanigans.
Thank you.
8 p.m. Eastern time. Twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
See you then.
We love all you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.